Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It's nice to see you all again.
很高兴见到大家.
Some of you I recognize and I don't know your names.
有些人认识我，但是我没办法。
Others of you I've been trying to forget for a long time. But it's truly a joy to be back with you. I'm thankful for the presence of God that's with us. That as we come into His presence and open our hearts to Him, He draws very near. That's the most important thing. That Jesus is in our midst. That Jesus get His will done. And as we desire that in these days, I know that He'll come and work in every one of our lives. I noticed last evening that when Brother Z was speaking, if he said something that he wasn't sure was getting across through the translator, he said it in his own way in English.
如果翻译不能将他的词义表达的话，他就用自己。
I can't do that.
对不起,
I'm solely at the mercy of this man. last summer was in Eastern Europe.
暑假我在东欧.
I had the opportunity for 3.5 weeks to be in Romania and in Hungary.
我花了三个礼拜的时间，我在罗马尼亚还有匈牙利。
I don't speak Romanian or Hungarian.
我不会说他们的语言。
And at one church I had a speak-in, there were congregants that were speaking Romanian and some that were speaking Hungarian.
我到一个教会, 有些群众是说罗马尼亚话, 有些是说匈牙利话。
So we had two interpreters.
有两位翻译。
I spoke in English.
我说英文。
Then the Romanian went and then the Hungarian went.
罗马尼亚话翻译出来，再来是匈牙利话。
By the time it got back to me, I had to think, did I say something?
等他们办完之后，我说了什么呢？
And I spoke that night from Psalm 32.
我那天晚上我交通到诗篇32篇。
And after the meeting, the Romanian man said to me,
聚完会之后，那位替我翻译的罗马尼亚弟兄来找我。
I know you were speaking from Psalm 32.
我知道你在交通诗篇32篇。
But I was speaking from John 4. I think he was only teasing me.
我想他只是在取笑我。
But I still to this day really don't know.
但是到底发生什么事，我还是不晓得。
I'm going to be speaking from Hebrews.
我今天主要交通的是希伯来书。
What he does, I don't know.
我也翻译希伯来书。
希伯来。 So watch it, I do know.
他还不知道我替他翻译的。
My concern this weekend is that we all grow.
我所关切的是
When I got off the plane and met the people who were meeting me, almost the first words I was greeted with was, you've gained some weight.
弟兄接我第一句话就说,
when I got here, I saw someone, I don't know which one of you, but you looked at me and said, you've gained some weight.
我见到你们不晓得是哪一个弟兄为什么跟我说，哎，你也胖了一点。
I'm not going to lunch today.
所以今天我不吃午餐了。
I guess it's true.
我想我是胖了一点。
Some of you have gained some weight too.
不止我胖了一点，你们当中有些人也是胖了一些。
We're all growing a little bit, aren't we?
我们都长一点，是不是？
But the important thing is that we grow in grace.
但是重要的是我们在恩典里面
that we grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
我们乃是在对我们救主耶稣基督的认识上增长。
Our souls should be fat.
我们的魂应该被主来喂养。
Fatter than they were last time we met together.
我记得当我们上一次聚集的时候
we should be more like Jesus.
我们应该比上一次更像我们的主耶稣。
Growing more and more into the image of Jesus Christ.
一直增长更像我们的救主耶稣基督。
And if we're not growing to become more like Him,
如果我们不是一直增长像我们的主,
We're going back the other way. We're shrinking. And nobody really stays the same. Spiritually speaking, we can't just tread water. We either go forward or we go backwards. And it's my desire that we all grow. I believe that's your desire also. Here in Hebrews chapter
11,
the reason the apostle is writing this chapter is because there were people who are not growing anymore. They were wondering whether or not it even paid to continue in the faith. They were Hebrew Christians. They had renounced Judaism. They had recognized the futility in the Old Covenant. They had embraced Jesus Christ and the faith of Jesus Christ. And now, after a time, they were beginning to become persecuted. There were others that were coming against them, telling, nah, you need this, you need that. There were people in their families. Co-workers. Others in the community. And it was becoming difficult for these Christians. They were feeling as if they were the only ones. The whole world was going a different direction. They were fighting the current. Going upstream. And it was difficult for them. At the end of chapter
10,
Paul says, don't cast away your confidence. That confidence will bring you a great recompense of reward. You have to endure for a little while. And after you do the will of God, you'll receive the reward. He says the just, they live by faith. But if anybody draws back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. And then he says a wonderful thing at the end of the 10th chapter. We are not of them who draw back unto perdition. But we are of those that believe to the saving of the soul. Paul had confidence that God, who had begun a good work, was going to finish that work. God was going to bring them through the trials, through the persecutions, through the times of doubt and questioning. God is faithful. But the question is, would these people continue to be faithful to God? Would they draw back? Would they go an easier way? Sometimes we get brought to the point where it becomes difficult. And we know that God is calling us to go deeper with Him. We know that He wants us to become more like Him. Sometimes we're not willing for that. We don't want to pay that price. Nobody else is doing it that way. I don't want to be the only one. We go back. May God help us not to go back, but to go forward. I will not shrink back, but I will pursue Jesus Christ. And so Paul writes this 11th chapter to encourage a group of people who were beginning to doubt, who were thinking maybe it was too difficult a way to travel. And he encourages them by giving them examples from their own faith, from their own background. Examples of men and women who they revered. And he showed how from their lives they were men and women of faith. And it wasn't always easy for them. It was often very hard and difficult. But they endured. They went through. They didn't draw back. And God wanted to do that for every one of these Hebrew Christians also. God wants to do that for every one of you here in this room. Even you in the last row.
Aye.
Yeah, and everybody forward, all of us.
May
not one here go back or shrink back. And may not one here try to just stay right where we are. But may God fill us with the desire to go forward. At the end of the life of the Apostle Paul, he prayed a prayer. He said, I want to know him. I want to know Jesus Christ. Paul, you already know him. Don't get so excited. You've been a preacher for a lot of years now. Calm down. He couldn't calm down. He had a burning desire in his heart to know Jesus Christ more. To grow in his love and his faith for Jesus Christ. He said, I haven't yet apprehended that for which I've been apprehended by Christ Jesus. And this one thing I'm going to do, I forget about what's behind, and I'm going to press toward the mark for the prize. And as many as be perfect in Christ be thus minded. May God help every one of us to have that same passion. It's not the kind of a life where we, maybe not. But we need to be consumed with the desire to know Christ. And to pursue Christ. In the face of opposition. In the face of difficulty. When Satan whispers to us, you better turn back. You say, no, Lord, I believe. And I'm going to continue to believe you. Before we look at this chapter, let me just say one thing about faith. Faith is always linked to the Word of God. We don't have faith in our faith. We have faith in what God has said. There are so many different people with different religions that all talk about faith. Rarely do you find a person who doesn't have faith. The question is, what do you have faith in?
但是问题是,
faith is linked to the promises in the Word of God. I don't believe something because I wish it so. I really want it so bad, so I believe so hard, and because I believe so hard, it's got to happen. It doesn't work that way. It's like the man that went to the psychiatrist. And he came into the man's office, and the psychiatrist said, sit down. What's your problem?
医生问他,
my problem, sir, is that I'm dead.
我的问题是我,
no, that's not true. You're not dead.
医生说,
no, I am. I am. That's why I'm here, because I'm dead.
你说我是一个死的人,
so the doctor tried to reason with him.
所以医生想要找出他的病因,
he said, how did you get into the office here? I walked up the stairs and came in the door.
那我就是上了阶梯,
well, that proves it. You can't be dead if you walked up the stairs.
那证明你还不是一个死的人, 你还能够走路,
no, no, I'm dead.
可是你说,
he said, but we're talking to one another, having a conversation. If you were dead, you wouldn't be talking to me. You can't be dead.
如果你是死的人,
he said, no, I am dead.
但是你就说,
so the doctor tried to think of a way to convince him that he was still alive. He came up with this idea. He said to the man, sir, do dead men bleed? The man said, no, no, dead men don't bleed.
他说,
so the doctor took a needle. And he quickly stuck the man in his finger.
就插在他的指头上,
and he squeezed and a little drop of blood came out.
压的时候就一滴血,
and the doctor said, see, that proves it.
医生就说,
and the man looked and he said, how about that? Dead men bleed after all.
我不相信死,
he was so convinced. He was so convinced. He believed it so hard. And he thought because he believed it enough that it must be so. There are some Christians that are like that. They think they get an idea in their head and if they believe it hard enough, it has to happen. They call that faith. There's a woman that came to our church for a while. And I got word that she was ill and taken to the hospital. Quite seriously sick. So I went to visit her. And she saw me and we talked a while. She said, you don't have to worry about me. I'm never going to die.
你不必替我担心,
she said, I'm claiming 120 years.
我想我会活到120岁.
Moses lived 120 and I'm going to live 120.
摩西活了129岁,
I said, sister, why do you believe that?
我就问他说, 姊妹,
I find it in the Bible. He lived 120.
圣经里面找到人可以活到120岁。
I said, sister, Methuselah lived 969.
他说有人活到169岁。
And the Bible also says that, and the Bible also says it's appointed unto man once to die.
圣经也说到人必有一死。
Well, she didn't know what to make of that.
他不知道要怎么样算这个年纪。
We can't just get an idea and believe it.
我们只不能说得到一个
The thoughts that we get must be scripturally sound. Our faith is based on the promises of the Word of God. Those that we're going to read about from Hebrews 11 didn't believe because they believed and believed and believed. And their faith wasn't realized because of their faith. Their faith was realized because of their faith in the word that God had spoken to them. It's a critical point. Don't overlook it. Don't walk out of here and say, well, now I'm going to fly back to the hotel. I believe everything is possible with God. That's true, everything is possible with God.
是的,
but we can get into the area of presumption. And assume that because we said it, God has to do it.
我们假设这样子,
God doesn't take orders from us. We take orders from Him. We bow ourselves before His Word. And He asks us to put our faith in this Word of God. It's also not being optimistic. There is teaching today through books and on in the media. Just have a positive outlook on life. One of them that I read said, when you wake up in the morning, say three times, I believe, I believe, I believe.
有一个说法是, 当你早上起来, 你说三次, 主, 我相信, 主, 我相信, 主, 我相信。
Believe in what?
你相信什么呢?
Believe in who?
你相信谁呢?
Doesn't matter, just believe.
我说没有关系的, 你只要说, 我相信, 我相信。
That is not faith.
这不是信心。
It's not being optimistic about life.
这不是我们对我们的生活充满了乐观。
But faith is based on the word of God and on what God has said.
信心乃是根据于神的话还有神所应许的。
We hear the word of God.
我们听见神的话。
We read the word of God.
我们读神的话。
The word of God gets into, first of all, into our minds.
神的话第一个进到我们的魂的里面。
We meditate on that word of God.
我们思念神所说的话。
We make a conscious act to believe that word that God has spoken to us.
我们信心里面领受神的确借着他向我们说话。
That is how every one of our relationships with Jesus Christ has begun.
我们与神之间的关系就这样开始有了接触。
We are saved by faith.
我们乃是因信得救。
By grace are we saved through faith, that not of ourselves.
我们蒙恩因信得救，并不是靠着自己。
That faith is a gift of God. It's not of our works.
信心是说神所赐的信心，神所赐的礼物。
We read that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son.
因为神爱世人，将他的独生爱子赐给我们。
That whosoever believes in Him.
凡相信他的。
So somewhere along the line, you heard that Jesus died on the cross for your sins.
在这里我们听到，耶稣为了我们的罪死在十字架上。
You heard that you were a sinner.
我们听到了，主说我们是罪人。
Maybe you never knew that before.
你以前并不以为这样子。
Maybe you grew up all your life and never realized that you were a sinner.
你长这么大，你不晓得原来我们是一个罪人。
But then you heard it from the word of God.
但是你听到了主所说的话。
You're not a sinner because I say so.
你们是罪人，并不是因为我这样说。
You're not a sinner because somebody else told you you're a sinner.
也不是因为别人告诉你这样子。
You're a sinner because God said so.
我们是罪人，因为神说我们是罪人。
The Bible says we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
圣经里面说，我们都是罪人，亏缺了神的荣耀。
There is none righteous, no, not one.
没有一人，连一个也没有。
You're not the exception.
你并不是例外的一个。
There are no exceptions.
你不是例外的那一个。
And the wages of our sin is death.
罪的代价就是死。
But we can make a choice.
但是我们可以有一个选择。
In hearing the good news of salvation through Jesus Christ.
在这里，在福音的里面，我们可以借着耶稣基督得救。
We exercise our will to believe in Jesus.
我们拣选我们的意念，我们拣选耶稣基督。
We say, Lord, I believe.
主，我相信。
I believe the word that you have spoken to me.
我相信你向我所说的话。
I believe that I'm a sinner.
我相信我是个罪人。
I believe that you died on the cross to save me from my sin.
我相信你为了我的罪挂在十字架，为了拯救我。
And then it's not based on what you feel.
并不是你觉得如此。
Or what you think.
也不是觉得你这样子想。
But the Bible says if we confess our sins, He's faithful and He's just to forgive our sins.
乃是神的话说，如果我们认罪，祂是信实的，是公义的，要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
You're not forgiven on my word.
你能够得到赦免，并不是我这样说的。
You're forgiven because of God's word.
你能够得赦免，那是因为神这样说了。
Your faith has found a resting place in this book.
我们的信心乃是根基在神话语的上面。
And then we need to continue just as we have begun.
我们还要在这信的根基之上继续往前。
Continue in the faith.
继续在信心的路上往前。
Continue believing God.
继续相信神。
For everything.
在凡事上相信神。
In every area of our lives.
在我们生活的每一件事情相信他。
The just shall live by faith.
一人必因信而生。
Martin Luther many years ago got that light into his soul.
我有一个朋友，他多年前得了神的光。
Martin Luther.
马丁路德多年前得到了神的光。
And when it finally dawned upon him,
当那个光要进到他里面的时候,
he underlined it in his Bible as he was reading.
他正在读他的圣经。
He wrote in the margin of his Bible in Latin, solo, S-O-L-O.
他写在他圣经的角落, 他写,
the just shall live by faith alone.
一人必因信得生,
not by faith and works.
并不是靠着信和行为,
not by faith and wishing so.
并不是靠着信心还有我盼望如此,
not by faith plus indulgences and buying your way into heaven.
并不是靠着信心还有其他我们一切的认识,
but the just shall live by faith.
但是一人必因信得生,
and you and I are called upon by the word of God, not because I say so, but he says so, to live by faith.
我们来到主的面前来相信神所说的话, 并不是我们所说的话,
and to continue in the faith,
继续在信心的路上往前,
and to grow in the faith,
在信心增长,
and if we truly have heard the message and have believed the message,
如果我们听了主的话, 也相信了他的话,
it is shown in our lifestyle. We live a certain way if we believe the word of God. We don't live the same way that we used to live when we didn't believe the word of God. If any man is in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things pass away, and everything becomes new. And that's the kind of life that Jesus Christ calls upon us to live. Not just in our salvation experience at the beginning, but all the way through. If God says it, I believe it. And I order my life by His grace according to what He tells me in His Word. It's the only way to please God. They that are in the flesh cannot please God, we read. We read in Hebrews 11, without faith, it's impossible to please God. You've got to get that into your hearts. It's impossible to please God without
faith.
There is no other way to please the God who has called us and who has bought us, excepting that we please Him by our faith. At the end of the Gospel of John, John says, the reason that I wrote all these things that I've written to you,
比方说我写的这一些的事,
is that you might believe on Him,
所以你们能够相信他,
and that in believing on Him you might have life through His name.
所以你们相信他,
John also says, this is the work, Jesus said in John, this is the work that I've called you to.
比方说这是主耶稣所说的话,
to believe on me.
相信我,
just to believe what I tell you. That is not as simple as it sounds. We'll discover that as we look now through Hebrews 11. At the beginning of the chapter it says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things that are not seen. That means that we don't always see what it is that God is intending. We have to believe although we don't see. Jesus said when he rose from the dead, he said, blessed are those that haven't seen, and yet they've believed. They believe by faith. And that's the way we all have to live, by faith. And it was by that kind of a life that these elders obtained a good report. And now we have a chronological walk through the Old Testament. It begins at creation. 世界的创造开始, and it goes through the history of the Old Testament.
经过了旧约,
in the third verse,
在第三节,
he talks there about creation.
他说到创造,
I don't think there's a person in this room who can prove to me that the world was created by God.
我想到我们当中没有一个人能说,
we accept it by faith. I wasn't there at the beginning. I was not an eyewitness to the creation. I never saw God make a star. I believe it by faith.
Now,
science doesn't create faith. Science can bolster our faith. It can help our faith. There are things about creation that I've learned that help me more to believe God. When I was growing up in school, I got to the age where I began to learn in school about evolution. You need to make a choice. There were some things taught to me that made sense. But that's not what God's Word said. I had a choice to make. Knowing what I knew about God made it easier for me to believe what God said. All things were made by Him. And without Him was not anything made that was made. I believed it. I believed it by faith. I couldn't prove it to Einstein. But I believed it. I believe that this world was made and everything in it by God. God spoke the word and it was done. Since that time I've learned certain things about this creation of God. I've been made to understand things and it helps me then to believe God. Just the vastness of this universe. It's a divinity is all around us in these mountains, in the hills, in the creation of God, the handiwork of God. If you have an imaginary piece of paper in front of you,
如果你想,你现在思想有一张纸在你的面前,
make believe that you just drew a little picture of the sun. And then 9 inches away from that, draw a picture of the earth.
那离它九寸,
now the scale that you're working with is every inch is 10 million miles.
那在这中间每一寸的距离是1000万迈。
So you have the sun here, and 9 inches away, the earth.
你有太阳在这里,9英寸之外,地球在这里。
10 million miles away from here is the sun.
10万迈之后,这里是太阳。
The next closest star after the sun to us,
离太阳最近的另外一个星,
it's called Alpha Centauri.
它叫 Alpha Centauri.
Now if you want to continue to draw it according to scale,
你如果将按照它的规格去继续画下去,
you would have to go 40 miles from here,
你必须在这里再走40迈,
to put where that star would be.
你才能够找到第二个星,
because that star would be 24,000 million miles away.
非常非常的远。
can you imagine that? 24,000 million miles away from here would be the next closest star to us than the sun.
240兆里之外,
and then you're going to tell me it just happened.
但是你就,
it just went bang.
它就是这样成就的,
and the stars just wound up where they did.
星就是这样子挂在宇宙之中,
and if the sun were 1 degree off from where it is, we'd either freeze to death or boil alive.
<That. 如果太阳离我们, laughs> 如果离了我们太近或太远，我们就可能冻死或者是冷死，热死。
From the moment of your birth,
从我们出生的时候,
if you could run a 4-minute mile,
你如果能够跑4千米,
and you can, but if you could,
如果你能够跑的话,
you would be 700 years old before you would reach the sun.
你会已经是七亿岁了。700 million.
700 years old.
700岁。
A little younger than Methuselah, a lot older than Moses.
你会比摩西更年长。
You see how big it is?
你知道这是多大的宇宙吗?
That's the closest star.
那不过是离太阳最近的一个星。
Before you got the next one, you would be 182 million years old.
但是你要再找到第三个星的时候，那又是更远的。It's
vast, this creation.
它是一个无限广泛的一个宇宙。
I could get into light years, and the furthest star that we know of is 17 million light years away.
我们可以说到，以光年来说的时候，是说到1700万的光年。
The light that reaches us from some stars, the star has already burned out.
从太阳的光到我们这里,
I can't prove that.
我不能证明这些事情。
But science bolsters my faith that God created the heavens and the earth.
但是科学家一些的作为叫我的信心增长。
God spoke and it was done.
谁说话事情就成就了。
Doesn't it make sense that we believe this word of God?
难道我们相信神的话有问题吗?
A God who is so vast and so powerful and so omnipotent.
神无所不能的神，这么大的神。
That we just take him at his word and say, Yes, Lord, I believe.
我们不过是读了神的话说，主，我相信。
About 2 weeks ago,
两个礼拜以前,
I heard a young man talking.
我听到一个年轻人在说,
Anybody that's younger than me is a young man. He was in his 30s.
这一个人是30出头。
And he said, oh, I don't believe in the creation stuff.
我不相信神的创造论。
I believe in the power of nature.
我相信大自然的能力,
and the force of nature made everything the way that it is.
大自然的力量叫这一些能够成为成就。
I had a quarter in my pocket.
我在我口袋里面有一个25分的钱。
So I took it out and I said, you know what?
你知道吗?
I believe that this was once a tin can. An aluminum can.
这是一个金属所做的。
And it just sort of happened this way.
它就是这样子成为一个原型。
There's no designer to this. Nobody made a stamp or an imprint on it. It just all came about.
它就是这样子出现了。
And if you leave it here long enough, maybe next year it'll be, who knows, a nail.
如果你放在那里不动它，说不定明年它就融化不见。
The power of nature will change it.
大自然的能力能叫它有改变。
You believe that?
你相信吗?
I said, no, I don't believe that.
我说我不相信。
I said to him, you believe that nature just made the world the way it is?
你相信大自然就是造成我们现在所住的这一个地吗?
That there's no designer?
没有一个策划的人吗?
By faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God.
因着信,我们相信诸世界是借神的话。
So that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear.
现在所看见的并不是从显然之物造出来的。
Now he takes us through our walk of a picture gallery, beginning with Abel.
我们现在从亚伯开始看起。
Let's see if we can stick together for the first three guys.
我们想要交通三个人物。
Abel,
亚伯,
Enoch,
以诺,
and Noah.
挪亚。
Okay, that's how far we'll go today. Then this afternoon, with the English group, we'll look at Abraham.
上午我们要交通这三个人物，下午的英语聚会我们要交通亚伯拉罕。
And tomorrow afternoon with the English group, we'll continue to look at Abraham.
明天下午的英语聚会，我们继续交通亚伯拉罕。
And the rest of us tomorrow morning, we'll go from Isaac through the rest of the chapter.
明天早上我们要从以撒继续讲下去。
Now we learn in the lives of each of these individuals different aspects of faith.
我们从这一些伟大的人物里面。
It doesn't all have to do with our salvation experience. A lot of it has to do with continuing after we believe Jesus Christ. and looking at their lives as a bolster and encouragement to our faith. We read in verse 4 that Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain.
第四节,亚伯因着信献祭与神,
by which he offered or he obtained witness that he was righteous. God testifying of his gifts, and by it being dead, he yet speaketh.
神指他礼物做了见证,他虽然死了,
the story is found in Genesis chapter 4.
这是说到创世纪,
the first six verses of that chapter. We don't have to turn there and read it now. But I think many of you are familiar with that story. Adam and Eve gave birth and had two children.
亚当与夏娃生了两个孩子, 一个是亚伯,
Cain and Abel.
亚伯与该隐.
There came the time when Abel brought the sacrifice of a lamb, the first flock, a lamb to be killed, slain on the altar.
到了献祭的时候,
Cain, we read, brought fruit.
该隐带了他田中所做的.
God had respect to Abel's offering, but not to Cain's.
神喜悦亚伯的祭物, 不喜悦该隐的祭物.
Now we assume that the reason that God accepted Abel's and not Cain's was because Abel brought a blood sacrifice. And that may be a correct assumption. Although we don't read that in the Bible. It certainly fits the type of the Lamb of God and the sacrifice of shedding of blood.
以后我们所看到神的羔羊,他流血舍身,献上给神的祭物,
we make an assumption that somehow God spoke to Abel and told Abel what to bring, and so he brought it.
我们假设神向亚伯说话,告诉亚伯该当带什么样的祭物给他.
I don't know that that's really the whole story behind these verses in Hebrews 11.
我并不是那么确定这就是希伯来书第四节,
I think the reason that Abel's sacrifice was accepted by God was because it was a sacrifice that was brought to God by faith. It was a sacrifice that was brought to God by a man who had a heart for God.
乃是一个人, 他带着心,
he didn't have a perfect understanding. But the attitude of his heart was to know God. And he offered his sacrifice from a life that was a life of faith.
他献上的祭物,
we read of times in the Old Testament when people brought blood sacrifices to God. Lambs, rams, whatever it may have been.
那旧约的时候,我们看见许多人带着血的祭物来到神的面前,有杀了的牛羊.
And we read that those sacrifices were accepted by God.
我们看到那一些的祭物都蒙神悦纳.
But we read several times in the Old Testament that those sacrifices were not accepted by God.
但是我们也在旧约里面读到一些的献祭,是神所不悦纳的.
God said in one place, those sacrifices are a stench in my nostrils. I'm not accepting of them. But why not? It's the right animal.
为什么不呢?
Blood was shed.
血流出来了.
Why didn't God accept it?
为什么神不悦纳我的祭物?
Because it was being offered by people whose heart was far from God. They weren't very interested in really giving to God their best. They were doing it because they had to do it. In the book of Malachi, God says, I don't want any of these festivals and feasts. In Isaiah 58, he says the same thing, away with these sacrifices that you're offering to me. God isn't pleased by the fact that we're giving him something. He's pleased if we offer to him something from a life that is a life of faith. That's why Paul says, let us have grace that we may serve God acceptably. The only acceptable way to serve God is by faith. Some people try to buy their way into the kingdom of God. They offer to God a lot of money. And they feel if they do that, they're okay. Some people are very talented and they offer to God their talents. And they feel, well, that's okay. God isn't interested in your money or your talents as much as He is interested in your heart. I've had people that I've heard sing and they sing beautifully. But there doesn't seem to be any anointing on it. It's just their talent on exhibition. And I've heard people who could hardly carry a tune. But they sing from their heart. And God accepts that. And God blesses and manifests His presence through that sacrifice. Because it's from the heart. Abel's life was first offered to God, and that made his sacrifice pleasing in God's sight. And that's where we start. Is your life offered to God? Is your life on the altar of sacrifice? Is there an aroma that ascends from that altar to the throne of God that is pleasing to God? Without that faith, it's impossible to please God. Not giving of our abilities, not giving of our service, but giving of our hearts. That's what God is interested in, your heart, in your life. In Romans 12, Paul says, let's offer to God our whole lives on that altar of sacrifice. That is our reasonable service.
在罗马书第十二章二节，主说将我们自己献作活祭，在谁看是纯全可，是谁所悦纳的。
The story is told of a little boy who, during the collection of the offering in one church.
有一次说到一个人在教会里面收奉献。
Different churches do things differently. Some have a box in the back where you put the offering in. Some pass an offering plate during one of the songs.
不同的教会有不同的做法，有的是把奉献章摆在外面，有的是传递奉献的纸袋。
I don't make any judgments on which is better than the other.
我不论断哪一种是比较好的。
I've learned not to do that long ago.
我以前曾经这样做过。
When I was in Europe, they do things all different there.
当我在欧洲访问的时候，有各样各式的方法。
And I'm sure there are many differences between the Chinese culture and the American also.
我想在中国的文化背景跟在这里美国的文化背景也是有所不同。
In one of the largest churches I was in Romania, all the ladies sat on one side with their babushkas, their scarf on their head. All the men were on the other side. There were about 1,200 people in that church. They were sitting on the windowsills. They were just packed in. And I was sitting off to the side.
我坐在旁边,
and the pastor said to me in English, he said, when you get to the behind the pulpit, kneel down.
牧师坐在我旁边,他说,
he said, it's our custom here in this church that the first, before the pastor preaches, he prays.
这是我们的惯例,
when you begin to preach, you could stand up again.
So,
I was glad he told me that. I didn't want to offend them. So I came up and I got behind the pulpit, a big pulpit. And I knelt down.
Pray.
And as I knelt down, I heard a rustling all over the place.
我跪下的时候，我听到群会众之间有各样的声音。
And I peeked.
我偷看了一眼。
I looked around the side of the pulpit.
我从讲座旁边我偷看了一眼。
They were all standing up.
所有的会众都站起来。
I was hoping they all weren't going to leave.
我希望他们不是都要离开会堂。
And then I began to understand.
我慢慢明白。
When you kneel down to pray, they stand up and pray for you.
当我跪下来祷告的时候。
When you finish praying and stand up, they sit down and listen to you.
当我站起来交通的时候，他们就坐下来听我交通。Well,
that's the way they do it there. Well, anyway, back to the offering plate.
我们说到我们的奉献箱。The
man, the usher, was collecting the offering from the people.
招待一个一个传。And
he came to this boy, 12-year-old boy.
他来到一个12岁的男孩那里。And
the boy said, put it lower.
小男孩说，请你。
So the man leaned down a little bit to put the plate by the boy.
So
put it lower.
小男孩说,
so he had it almost next to the floor. And the boy got in. Two feet right inside the plate. And what was he doing? He was doing what every one of us should do. No, no, you don't have to all stand in the plate. But rather than give his nickel to the Lord, he wanted to give himself. We all need to give ourselves. There are too many people that put their nickels in. And they've never offered themselves. That's faith. To offer yourself as a living sacrifice. Holy and acceptable unto God. And that's your reasonable service. That's what Abel did. And the Bible says, he being dead yet speaketh. If he never brought that sacrifice by faith, we'd never talk about Abel. If he never offered that sacrifice by faith, we would never speak about him today. But because of his faith, his testimony still speaks eloquently to us. So before we move on from this portrait of Abel offering this sacrifice, let me again ask every one of you. Have you offered yourself before God? Don't tell me how many conferences you've come to. I don't care. Don't tell me how long you've attended church. I don't care. Don't tell me how much money over the years you've given to the work of God. I don't care. Don't tell me all the books you've written and all the pastors you've met. I don't care. What I want you to tell me is when it was you gave your all to Jesus Christ. That's what matters more than anything else. If you've never done that, whether you're young or old, if you've never done that, you can do that this morning. You could say, Lord, I give myself to you. I'm yours.
你可以跟主说，主，我把自己献给你。我把自己献给你。
Why should I do that? Because I feel like it?
我为什么要这样说？因为我想要。
Because I hope and wish so?
乃是因为我盼望如此吗？
No, because the Bible tells me that I should.
乃是神的话说，我理当如此。
God's word says that he has bought me with a price.
圣经里面说到,
I don't belong to myself anymore.
我再也不属于我的自己,
I've been bought with the blood of Jesus Christ.
我乃是基督的血买赎回来的,
and now I glorify God in my body and in my soul which belong to him.
我的生命,我的魂,我所有的一切都要荣耀神。
We sing the song, Now I Belong to Jesus.
我们唱这个诗歌,
Do you really belong to Jesus?
你真的我们真的属于主吗?
Is it just something that you profess with your mouth, or does your life back it up?
难道只是你说说而已吗?
Faith is not just something that we hear and that we profess, but we live.
信心不是我们想这样子，我们口承认而已，应该是要这样子去生活。
May God help every one of us today.
愿神今天来帮助我们。
And wonderful words that we read of Jesus are these.
耶稣所说奇妙的话。
Jesus says, if you come to me,
主说你如果来到我这里,
I will in no wise cast out.
我必不将你弃绝。
But I'll take you just the way you are.
你怎么样我就将你收纳。
I'll change your life.
我改变你的生活。
I'll begin you on this road of faith.
你要开始在这信心的路上生活。
And you'll never be sorry.
你永远不会失去盼望。
The fifth verse we read of Enoch.
我们看到以诺的第一句话。
And here's something a little different about faith.
那是另外又一个不同的信心。
We read that by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death.
以诺因着信被接去，不至于见死。
And all of a sudden one day he wasn't there anymore because God translated him.
有一天他就不见了，因为神把他接去了。
He didn't translate him to Chinese.
他并不是被接到了中国。
He translated him to glory.
他还是被接到荣耀里面去。
But before his translation,
但在他被接去之前,
he had this testimony.
他有这一个证据。
The testimony was that he pleased God.
他已经得了神喜悦他的证据。
If you have your Bibles, turn with me to one verse in Genesis. Genesis chapter 5.
请你打开创世纪第五章。
It's found in the 21st verse.
请你打开21节。
Enoch lived 65 years, and then he begat Methuselah, that old guy.
以诺活到65岁，生了马土撒拉。
And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah.
他与神同行，在他生了马土撒拉之后。
For 300 more years and begat sons and daughters.
与生而养育，与神同行300年。
There was something that evidently happened in the life of Enoch after he begat Methuselah.
在以诺生了马土撒拉之后，他的生命生活有了改变。
He had this testimony that after he begat Methuselah, he walked with God.
他有这一个确据，在他生了马土撒拉之后，与神同行。
In the fifth verse of Hebrews 11, it says that he pleased God.
在希伯来书第一章五节说，他得了神喜悦他的名证。
There came a time in the life of Methuselah, I'm sorry, of Enoch,
在以诺的生命里面,
when he began to have an intimate walk with God.
当他与神那样子亲密的同行,
when he pleased God in all of his endeavors.
在他所行的都讨神的喜�悦,
the life of faith is a life that pleases God in all of your endeavors.
信心的生活就是在你生活的每一个层次都讨神的喜悦。
Not say, oh, I can't please God because I've got 3 kids.
你不能说，哦，我有3个小孩，所以我不能过一个讨神喜悦的生活。
And I can't walk with God in my kitchen with these kids all screaming for this and that and the other thing.
我不能与神同行，因为我3个小孩整天。
Enoch was a family man.
以诺是一个有家的人。
He begat sons and daughters.
他有儿有女。
And he seems to have had quite a good tribe.
他生养众多。
But he walked with God every day of his life.
但他每一天与神同行。
He pleased God every day of his life.
他每一天都讨神的喜悦。
Maybe it was his children that drove him to recognize how he needed to walk with God every day.
可能就是因为他的儿女使他觉得有一个需要与神同行。
Sometimes I've known in families that children bring a sobriety to their parents. They recognize the responsibility. They ask questions that you might not have the answers to. And you realize that to bring these kids up right, I'm going to need some help. I need the wisdom of God for my family. I don't know how to train them. I have 3 children. Nah. And all of these children, none of them came with an instruction manual.
没有，他的三个小孩没有一个是照着规矩来的。
It didn't say this is how you do it.
书上这样说，你应该这样做。
What do I know about raising children?
我怎么知道要怎么样教养这些小孩？
Say, Lord, I need help.
主啊，我需要你。
Did you ever say, Lord, I need help?
你曾经说过，主，我需要你吗？
No, no, not Lord, I need help, they're driving me crazy, but Lord, I need help because I don't know what to do.
乃是说,
I need your wisdom, Lord. I need to walk with you every single day. I need to please you every single day. Because this little kid is watching my life. And they're going to learn from what I do much more than from what I say. They're going to pick up that pattern of my living and emulate that. Now, I don't know if that's what spurred Enoch on. But it does say that after he begat Methuselah, he walked with God. My youngest one is four. He was just four last week. And on Wednesday night, we had church service. And he was sitting with my wife. And I was preaching. He doesn't listen to me when I preach. He always has a better idea going on in his mind. And my wife told me after the service, he looked at her and he said, Mom,
聚会完之后,他向他妈妈说,
what does God and Jesus look like?
他说,耶稣基督这位神是像什么样子呢?
My wife said, I don't know.
我太太说,啊,我不晓得。
Mom, do they have skin?
他问说,耶稣基督有没有皮肤?
And before my wife could even answer and tell him, shh, he supplied the answer. He said, no, God doesn't have skin, God is a spirit.
他说,神没有皮肤,
now, he's just a little kid. But he's already beginning to learn. Now, I don't know where he got that from. But somewhere along the line, he picked something up. In a lot of homes that I know of, he wouldn't pick that up. He'd pick other words and other things up. It's a sobering experience to recognize that there are people who really care about your life. And that they emulate you in all areas of your life. So Enoch walked with God at home, at work, with his family, wherever he was.
所以以诺在家,在工作,在各样的情形里面与神同行。
And one day, it was God.
有一天他被接去了。
Now that's a good question for home Bible studies.
我们一起查经的时候,这是一个好的问题。
Where did Enoch go?
以诺到了哪里去呢?
The first heaven, the second heaven, the third heaven.
第一重天,第二重天,第三重天。
I don't bother my mind with those things.
我从来不费心去找这些问题。
I don't know where he went, but I know one thing.
我不晓得他到了哪里,但是我知道一件事。
He walked with God here on earth.
他在地上的时候与神。
And wherever he went, he was still walking with God.
当他被接去之后,仍然与神同行。
Because if you by faith walk with God down here,
如果在这地上你凭信与神同行,
one day you're going to walk with God in glory.
有一天你就在荣耀的里面与神同行。
But you start here.
但是你必须在这地上,
you walk by faith here.
你在地上开始凭信,
in every area of your life.
在每一个生活的层次,
anybody at school know that you walk with God?
有在这里,在学校的学生, 你与神同行吗?
You shouldn't even have to tell them.
你应该告诉他们,
they should see it.
你的同学看见了你, 就应该知道你是与神同行。
The people on your job should see that you walk with God.
你工作的伙伴应该看见了你, 就知道你是与神同行。
You should have this testimony before them that you please God.
你应该有这个见证, 知道神悦纳了我们。
They should see that in your life.
别人看见了,
and if they do, the Bible says that others will be drawn to Jesus Christ through your life.
如果别人看见了我们这个见证,
I had much rather see a testimony than hear one. I had much rather see a life lived for Jesus Christ. And some people, it would be better if they never opened their mouth and said that they were a Christian.
许多人, 他们没有开口承认他们是基督徒。
I maybe told you this story once before. But when I was years ago working as an insurance adjuster, I had to go to a place where a man claimed he had a back injury. I went to the place of a trucking company. I went into the shop. And I was talking to the man and taking the report of how it happened and what had happened. And I heard across the shop another man starting to yell. And then he began to use foul language. I looked around the truck and I saw who it was. Brother, I know him from church. I quick ducked back around the truck. I didn't want him to see me. But my heart sank. What kind of a testimony is that? I hope he never tells anybody what church he goes to. I hope he never says to anyone, I know Jesus Christ and I'm a Christian. But it'd be better if he zipped his lips and get his heart changed. First you offer your life. Then you walk with God and you have a testimony that you please Him in every area of your life. Now don't get this thing reversed. Don't try to, I'm going to please God. And I'm going to make my New Year's resolution this year is that I'm going to be a good boy all year. I'll give you till tomorrow. You can't do it. In your flesh dwelleth no good thing. But by faith we can believe God to mortify the flesh. And please God in everything. That's the life of faith. And don't forget, without faith you can't please Him. We need to live this way by the grace of God. Let me quickly go on to Noah. Now you know the story of Noah very well. He was all wet. It rained 40 days, 40 nights. That's not the whole story of Noah. Look what it says here about his faith. In verse 7, by faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark. Now notice these next words and underline them in your heads at least. He prepared an ark to the saving of his house. By the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Noah was concerned about the salvation of his household. Anybody here concerned about the salvation of your household? Anybody here concerned that others come into the ark of safety and know Jesus Christ? Not just those that are your flesh and blood, but individuals, lives, souls who, for whom Christ died. Every one of us should have that concern. There should be some soul or souls that we're praying for and looking to God to bring into the kingdom of God. God spoke to Noah one day. And God said, Mr. Noah, I'd like you to build an ark. Fine, Lord, I'll do it, but what's an ark?
我要说好,我会,但是里面是什么呢?
There were no boats in those days. It hadn't rained yet in those days. What do you want me to build a boat for, Lord? Well, because one of these days, Noah, I'm going to cause it to rain and the deep is going to open up and we're going to have a flood. That's an interesting idea, Lord.
我要说,
so what do you want me to do?
你要我做什么呢?
I want you to build a boat, and I'll even tell you the instructions are given here in Genesis. I'll tell you how to do it.
我要你建一个方舟,
I'll tell you what kind of wood to use, and how to pitch it, and how to set it up, and how long to build it, and how high to build it.
我会告诉你有什么样的木头, 它的长度, 它的高度, 宽度,
and because Noah believed God, it was sheer stupidity for Noah to build a boat. There was no logical explanation for it. No reason in the world why he should do that. But God told him, that's why. God said it in his word. And the just live by faith. They don't say, but Lord, I don't understand why we need a boat.
他并不说,
if God says it, you do it. Whether you understand it or not. Whether it logically makes sense to you or not. And so Noah began to build a boat. And he built and he built and he built. It stretched for several city blocks. It wasn't just a little boat for his bathtub. This was a large, big thing. Several stories high. As wide as from here to... You can't see where I'm looking. Wide! Why so big, Lord? Well, God didn't have to give him all the reasons why. God just told him to do it. And he did it. Isn't that nice? Isn't that the way you do it? Oh no, you don't go build a boat because Noah did. But you do what God says to you. When God says to you, rejoice evermore.
Man,
I don't want to rejoice. I don't know why I got to rejoice in this. You didn't see that? I don't want to. Hey, rejoice evermore. But I don't understand why. So what? You don't have to understand why. Just do it. That's the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And there are an awful lot of things that the just are called to live by faith concerning. But it wasn't just Noah that he was concerned about. And Noah wasn't just concerned about himself. Because people of faith are not simply concerned about themselves. Last night, Brother Z said we have to do more for mainland China. And the ties to Taiwan are very close, obviously. Why be concerned about the people in mainland China? You're not mainland China, you're here in America. Let the people in mainland China be concerned about the people in mainland China. No! People of faith are concerned about other people. They're concerned that other people come into the faith also. Christianity is an aggressive faith. Christianity proselytizes others. Because Christians believe that God is not willing that any should perish. Christians believe that God has commissioned us to go to the earth, the othermost parts of the earth, and preach the good news. And Christians who believe that who have that faith in what God has commissioned us to do, their lifestyle proves their faith. To quote James, they show their faith by their works. They don't simply say, oh, those poor people over there, I hope for the best. But they say, Lord, what could I do? What do you want me to do? They intercede in prayer. They learn from God what it means to pray in the Holy Ghost. They learn it from God. It just doesn't happen, but we apply ourselves to it. We say, Lord, teach me to pray.
你可以说,
teach me to call upon you and believe you.
教我祷告,
Jesus said, if you pray in faith, believing, you shall receive the answer to the petition that you desire of me.
主耶稣说,
Noah believed God.
挪亚相信神,
for his household.
为他的全家,
and so every day he would get out there with his hammer.
每一个早上起来,他手上拿着一个锤子。
Maybe it was just a rock he used.
Just...
yeah. Whatever he did, he went out there and he built this boat.
他用他的工具来造方舟,
and he put it together.
他把方舟结合起来,
and he preached righteousness.
他传义道,
and people who were listening said he's crazy.
所有听他的人都说,
this man doesn't understand what we understand.
哦,
it's never rained and he's building a boat.
从来没有下过雨,
and you say to somebody else, you know, the Lord is going to come and we're going to be gone.
你跟别人说,
and after that comes the judgment.
神的审判会来到,
and they look at you and they say, crazy.
他们看着我们说,
you've got to be kidding.
你一定是在开玩笑,
you say, no, I believe it.
但是我们说,
and you live in such a way to prove that you believe it.
但是我们也过一个有信心的生活来证明我们的信心。
Noah didn't say, oh Lord, I believe this is going to come, and so, well, let's see if the ark gets built.
我们也不能说,
but every day he went out and built some more.
但是他每一天他都出去, 他造方舟,
and built some more.
他一点一点地加上去,
and by it condemned the world.
因此他就定了那个时代的罪,
and they learned, I think, a lot more from his building than from his preaching.
我想从他的建方舟里面,
they passed by that boat and they'd look at it.
然后人经过那个方舟的时候,
it became the first tourist attraction.
这成为被他人被吸引来到这里。
Come on, let's go visit and see how far he's got on that boat of his.
我们来看他造的进度如何。
And they look and see, there he is, look at that guy building away.
我们来看看那个造方舟的人。
And they come back next year, next month, 10 years later. And there he's still building.
过来10年过后,
still building.
他仍然在那里造方舟。
He must really believe this stuff.
他挪亚真的相信,
they came back 20 and 30 years later.
人20年30年回来再看,
in their wheelchairs.
走不动了, 坐着轮椅来看,
and there was Noah.
挪亚仍然在造方舟,
still building.
他仍然造方舟.
Wow, he believes this.
哇,挪亚真的相信,
he's given his whole life to this stuff.
他把他所有的生命都给了.
This man is possessed by a faith.
这个人被信心抓住.
I've never seen anything like it.
我从来没有看过这样的人。
And Paul is trying to encourage these Hebrew Christians to have the same faith of Noah.
保罗就是要用挪亚的信心来鼓励所有希伯来人。
And no matter if the whole world says you're nuts,
不论所有的世人说你无用的人,
you follow your God.
我们,
and if they start to throw things at you,
如果他们,
you still follow your God.
我们仍然跟随我们的主。
The life of the apostle is a perfect illustration of this.
保罗的生命就是一个最好的说明。
Paul said, I'm a debtor to everybody.
我说向着所有人我已经死了。
This gospel that's been given to me is not just for me.
所给我的福音不仅仅是为我一个人。
Woe to me if I preach not the gospel of Jesus Christ.
如果我不传基督的福音我就有祸了。
And he'd go from place to place and from city to city.
他到处,
in some places they'd beat him up. Some places they would just shout him down. But it did matter to the apostle. He was building an ark. And he was inviting people to come into that ark and find their refuge in Jesus Christ. Only one door to that ark. Only one way in. But there was opportunity for people in Noah's day to come. There's opportunity in our day for people to come. But they're going to listen to it from your life. And they're going to see it in your life. One day that boat was near completion. And God didn't just say, well, tell the people, but he said, get the animals. They all marched in. Imagine it took the snail a little while to get there. But if you persevere, you'll get there. And then his family came in. Noah and his wife. His sons. And their wives. Oh, thank God. I wonder why they came in the ark. You think he roped them together and dragged them? I don't think so.
No,
I think they saw the life of Noah. I think it made an impression on them. And they counted the cost and they said, this man must be true. His life proves it. They went into the ark and the door was shut. When the floods came, people banged on that ark. Open the door, come, let us in.
说,请里面,里面的人,
but we read in the Bible it wasn't Noah that shut the door, God did. When God shuts the door, you can't open it. But thank God today the door is still open. Friends, if you're praying for unsaved loved ones, keep building the ark. Don't ever give up. Whether you know it or not, they're watching your life. You're a living epistle that is known and that is read before all men. And faith in God. Confidence in Him. Will not only get you inside that ark, but will bring others with you. So may the Lord help us in our faith. Friends, don't get tired. Don't draw back. Don't stop now. But take the word of God and continue to believe it. First of all, giving yourself to God. Walking with God every day. Pleasing Him in all that you do. I have a motto in my study at home, my office. It just says this, does this please God? Jesus.
有一个歌也说,你这样子做是能基督喜悦吗?
Everything has to be poured through that sieve.
每一件事都要经过那个滤网.
All of the decisions I make in my life.
所有我在一生中所做的每一个决定.
All the places that I go.
我所去的每一个地方.
All the things that I do.
每一件我所做的事.
Jesus, does this please you?
我们问,主,这件事使你们喜悦吗?
May God help us to live that way. And then by our lives, may others be drawn into the ark. Without faith, it is impossible. Let's bow our heads in prayer.